WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school events.
Richland Center High School will host a wrestling event tonight. It's a varsity duel between River Valley and Richland Center in boys wrestling. There will be girls wrestlers and also JV matches tonight as well. A part of the action which begins at 7 o'clock at RCHS. In girls basketball, the Richland Center girls are on the road at Lancaster. Dodgeville is at Platteville and Prairie du Chien at River Valley. In boys basketball, Southwestern at Riverdale, Darlington at Mineral Point, Boscobel at Iowa Grand, and Cuba City at Fenimore. Portage travels to Baraboo, Royal at New Lisbon, Viroqua at Black River Falls, and Westby at Arcadia. In the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, Kickapoo visits Lafarge, and Weston will be at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are coached by Aaron Hipsch.
On any given night, there's enough talent in the league where if a team hits some shots and you don't hit some shots, you know, you could be in a dogfight, and you got to be prepared for that, and you got to expect it, especially a game against Weston. You know, you're always going to get their best effort. They're always going to get ours, and I think the kids are aware of that, so that's a good thing.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. I'm Phil Nee.
Badgers cornerback Nizir Forkrian has filed a suit against the NCAA over eligibility. Forkrian is appealing a ruling earlier this week that denied his request for additional eligibility. His federal suit alleges the NCAA is keeping him from profiting from his name, image, and likeness. ESPN reports the player's attorneys are seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. The window for a positive outcome is closing because Forkrian only has a week until he must declare for the NFL draft. Standouts Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will represent the Milwaukee Bucks again in this year's NBA All-Star Game. Lillard will be a reserve. He's been with Milwaukee for two seasons and has made it to the midseason event twice. The veteran guard has averaged 25 points, 7 assists, and almost 5 rebounds a game. He's shooting 45% from the floor, 38% on three-pointers, and connecting on more than 92% of his free throws. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur has made a pair of important additions to his coaching staff. DeMarcus Covington will lead the defensive line, and Sean Mannion will be promoted to quarterback's coach. Covington was the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots last season. Mannion has served in Green Bay as an offensive assistant coach, and LaFleur says he has already developed a strong relationship with quarterbacks Jordan Love and Malik Willis. The Jacksonville Jaguars hired Green Bay assistant Anthony Campanile as a defensive coordinator and tasked him with the turning around one of the worst units in franchise history. The Jaguars ranked 31st in yards allowed and 28th in points in 2024 under first-year defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen. Nielsen was fired along with coach Doug Peterson, offensive coordinator Press Taylor, and most of the staff. Jacksonville hired former Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Liam Cohen to replace Peterson last week, and Cohen tabbed Campanile as one of the first hires. Many would argue it's his most important considering how poorly Jacksonville's defense has played in recent years. And the Marquette's men's basketball program is taking a different approach to success. At a time when most college rosters are spinning doors and transfers are bouncing from the campus to campus, Marquette's not playing that game. The Golden Eagles have rolled up an 18-3 record by starting the same five players each time out. Coach Shaka Smart's lineup of Cam Jones, Chase Ross, Stevie Mitchell, Ben Gold, and David Joplin have combined for 555 college games, all at the Milwaukee school. It's been 2 years since a player came on board through the transfer portal. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.